The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using the promo code SGPN and get yourself a 100% deposit match. You are listening to the Free ATM, that is the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We have been on absolute fire on this show. The lot record here is phenomenal. The picks in general are phenomenal. It has been the most profitable podcast that you could possibly listen to for soccer betting. And we've been doing this year after year after year after year as we approach my first full decade here working on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. So if you want to show your support and you don't want to do that by signing up for Lock Betting, then please, please, please leave an iTunes review. Or please just simply give a follow to the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X. That's at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can like tweets. You can retweet tweets if we're still calling them tweets. Just show your support in some type of way. Reach out, make comments, do retweets, like, leave iTunes reviews, leave reviews on Spotify. Do something because we are just printing money for you guys. I'm printing money for you guys every single week on this show. We now have an 80% lot record after landing that parlay. 80% for the season. 32-8-4. Also, be sure to follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network or at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also follow the X account for at Lock Betting. That's at Lock Betting X. That's at Lock Betting X. 130, guaranteed to be 131 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit delivered by Lock Betting. Now, every spreadsheet is posted at Lock Betting X. The pinned tweet is the P&L for the previous month. So the latest month is always there. You can scroll down and find the other spreadsheets, but you don't need to. They're all posted at a more convenient location, which is lockbetting.com. That's also where you can sign up for the additional plays. But before you do that, do your due diligence. I encourage you to do the research. Have a look through the spreadsheets. Have a look at the type of bets that we do. Have a look at how we manage a bankroll and look at the members' comments that verify that we have delivered 130, soon to be 130 months, 31 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is for a decade and 11 additional months, we haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. We've had a losing day. Yes, we've obviously had losing weeks, but we've never, ever lost for that 30 to 31 day period. So you can follow the X account to find the spreadsheets there. You can follow for my sports betting opinions. And you can also follow for free play winners. We landed another free play winner yesterday, a one unit winner, as the Philadelphia 76ers comfortably covered the spread in the NBA playoffs. Our one unit record in the NBA this season is 21-3. So we have been phenomenal in the NBA, coming off a phenomenal NFL season. If you want to get all of the picks, you can head over to lockbetting.com. And if you have any questions, my DMs are open at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. But the main thing I want you guys to do is to support this show that you guys are getting for free, that's making you that free money on a weekly basis. So make sure that you do something. Follow the X account, give a like, give a retweet, give a comment. And most significantly, please, please, please take 20 seconds to leave an iTunes review. So moving on with this edition of the EPL show, the action begins at 12:30 p.m. UK time on Saturday morning. That is 7:30 a.m. Eastern time for you guys in the US. And we will see Liverpool travelling to West Ham. Liverpool all but conceded the title. They are now out to 33-1 to win it. Man City are the 1-2 favourites, and Arsenal here are available at 5-2 plus 250. So Liverpool pretty much out of it. They pretty much conceded. Jurgen Klopp pretty much conceded in his interview. They are still the 49 favourites to go to West Ham though and win this game. It's 4-1 on the draw, and it's 19-4 here on the Hammers. Weirdly, the Hammers actually have more to play for here than Liverpool. Now, obviously, Liverpool have an outside chance of still winning the league. They'll need to win every single remaining game. That will mean they will put up an overall total of 86 points, which is respectable, and hope that neither Arsenal or Man City reach that total of 86 points. But in order for City to reach 86 points, they only need to take 10 points from the last five games, and they have a better goal difference than Liverpool. So that tells you why Liverpool are pretty much out of the title race. So this is almost the more important game for West Ham, because they're still trying to get into the European places. They're 5 points behind Man United in the Europa League spot, and they're 2 points behind Newcastle in the Europa Conference League positions. Now, maybe West Ham don't want to play in the Europa Conference League, but I don't think that's the case for a team like West Ham. I think they would accept going back into the competition that they've already won. If they were to say that they didn't want to play in Europa Conference League, that kind of dampens West Ham's biggest achievement in the last 30, 40 years, which was winning the Europa Conference League. So I think they'll still want to go back into that competition. But the likes of Man United and Newcastle, they probably don't. But West Ham's case, I don't think not wanting to be in this competition is an applicable narrative. For that reason, I'm quite happy to take West Ham to avoid a defeat here. Combine West Ham maybe being more incentivized here with the fact that Liverpool have been pretty poor since they've won the Carabao Cup. They've blown the league. They've exited the FA Cup and they've exited the Europa League as well. This team look tired and they look deflated and they look like they just want the season to end. Liverpool coming to this one having failed to score more than once in four of their last five outings, which is completely out of character when you compare it to the Liverpool team that we saw at the start of the season get themselves in a position to win the Premier League. West Ham, they've only won one of their last eight on their own patch. So this is scary. But only Brighton have had more home draws than West Ham's total of nine this season. And what we have here, in my opinion, is a good situation for a draw. The draw independently is available at 4-1 if you shop around for that line. I can't really take Liverpool to win this game because of the way that they've played, especially at this price. And I can't really take West Ham with any confidence because of their home record. But West Ham, last time we saw them, were getting beaten away to Crystal Palace by 5-2. West Ham, prior to that, exited the Europa League after a decent home performance against Bayer Leverkusen. Now, if West Ham can replicate that performance where they were trying to qualify against Leverkusen, then I believe they'll be able to get something from this game against Liverpool. You would usually argue that this is a big bounce back spot from Liverpool after the Merseyside derby, but I'm not sure that Liverpool have anything left to give. Now, gun to my head, if this wasn't a betting situation, gun to my head, I'd take Liverpool to win the game. If my life was on the line, I would take Liverpool to win the game. But my life isn't on the line, and I don't need to take a 4-9 favourite. And when your life's on the line, you don't look at betting odds. But in this show, we do look at betting odds. And this is a situation where Liverpool, at the price of 4-9, offer up absolutely zero value in this particular situation. So the play I've landed on is West Ham with a plus one gold star in the Asian handicap market. This is available at the plus money price of 23 to 20, plus 115. So you get £115 profit if West Ham can avoid a defeat here. The brilliant part of this bet is if Liverpool win and they win this game by one goal, then you end up getting your money back. You only lose this bet if Liverpool win this game by two goals or more. I don't trust this Liverpool team to come to the London Stadium and to win with margin based on what I've seen, based on their mental state after losing the Merseyside derby, based off Jurgen Klopp's comments, based on the tiredness that I'm seeing, based on the form of Mo Salah, and based on the fact that this is a difficult place to go to. West Ham themselves are in a bounce back spot. And also, they may be more motivated than Liverpool because realistically, the title is gone. Manchester City are definitely going to pick up more than 10 points from their final five games. Whilst West Ham, they probably do want to play European football next season. And David Moyes might be playing to keep David Moyes in a job. David Moyes might need points here and might need to secure a higher league position as possible in order to still be the West Ham manager. The only question is, does David Moyes want to be the West Ham manager? That's an entirely different question. The levels of disrespect that David Moyes has had to deal with based on what he's done as a West Ham manager is quite ridiculous. But I don't know what West Ham fans expect. They've had fancy Dan flamboyant managers before, and it hasn't really worked for them. But they aren't obviously happy with David Moyes. And I just say to them, be careful what you wish for. But here, my selection is going to be West Ham plus one in the Asian handicap market. And we get that at the price of 23 to 20, plus 115 here for this one. Before we move on to the late games on Saturday, let me take this quick pause to let you guys know that the playoffs are here in the NBA. And our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Now, Underdog's the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on your favorite player's stats. These can include points, these can include rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball, or you can mix up across your other favorite sports and you can win up to 100 times your money. And of course, this is a ton of fun. Underdog is now available in 30 plus states, and they include California, Texas, and Canada. And they've also just launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. So make sure you sign up with the promo code SGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. We move on to the 3 p.m. kickoffs. We begin with the game between Fulham and Crystal Palace, where Fulham are the 21-20 favourites. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 12-5 here on Crystal Palace. What a couple of games Crystal Palace have had. They've got themselves completely safe, and they have proven that getting rid of Roy Hodgson was the right thing to do. The owner's decision has been vindicated, and Crystal Palace are now playing a better brand of football, undoubtedly under Oliver Glasner. Now, because of their recent form, the data would tell you that Crystal Palace might be the right side here. Fulham are inconsistent, while Crystal Palace are finishing the season with a burst of good results. So you may be tempted to take them here as an underdog, given they have won their last three matches and have scored in 10 of their last 12 league away games. However, Fulham has been a very difficult place to go to, and this does feel like a little bit of a letdown spot. I'm going to move away from taking either team to win this, and I'm just going to ride the data for goals. You do have to lay juice for over 2.5 goals, but I do think it will come through for you here. The data supports it, as does the way that these two teams play, as does the stakes. There's nothing on the line here, so we don't need to sit in and be cagey. We can just go at each other. Five of Fulham's last six home league games have featured at least three goals, and I see nothing changing here for this one. I'm going to take over 2.5 goals at 4-6 minus 150 as my selection here for the game between Fulham and Crystal Palace. Man United versus Burnley would be next, but we cover that over on BetMUFC, along with recapping the win against Sheffield United and analysing what can Man United really get out of these remaining five league games. We analysed that on BetMUFC. So we move on to Newcastle at home to Sheffield United, where this is a must-win game for Newcastle if they want to finish in the top six and finish above United. They're the 1-4 favourites to win here. It's 6-1 on the draw, and it's 11-1 here on Sheffield United. The play here is a no-brainer, really. You take Newcastle to win, and you just add on goals, because this team don't seem to be able to keep clean sheets this season. They are a shell of the team they were defensively last season. You could add on BTTS, which gets you the price of 13-8, but I'm going to be a little bit more safer and just tack on the over 2.5 goals, because Newcastle could score these goals by themselves against this Sheffield United team, who are a disaster defensively, and they conceded another 4 goals against Man United. That's now 92 for the season. I have no doubt that this team will concede 100 goals before the season is done. Both teams have scored in 6 of Sheffield United's last 7 Premier League games, and for that reason, I think they can contribute towards the scoring and breach Newcastle's defence, which is still dealing with a lot of injuries. However, ultimately, Sheffield United have lost 13 of their 17 away games this season, and they will lose once again here in this one. As I said, if you've taken just 6 points from a possible 51 away games, then you're not going to get anything from Newcastle here as they attempt to finish the season strong and finish in the top 4. Newcastle have recorded 11 of their 15 league wins at St James's Park, with 10 of their 13 defeats this season coming away from home. So you can see what the problems have been for Newcastle, but they haven't been at St James's Park, really. Although their record's not as good as last season, it hasn't been disastrous like their away form. So we're going to take Newcastle, and we're going to tack on over 2.5 goals there at a price of 8-13 here for this one. So we've taken 2 short selections. We're going to try and take something at a bigger price here, as Wolves are hosting Luton. Wolves to win this alone are plus money at 11-10. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 13-5 here on Luton. It's very tempting to take Wolves here at plus money to win this game, simply because they have been in such poor form. You see this as a get right game against the Luton team, who do still have a chance of staying up. Because of the VAR decisions that went against Nottingham Forest last weekend, Luton are still right there, but they are not picking up the points that they need to stay in the Premier League. This should be an opportunity for them to at least avoid a defeat. They're coming up against a Wolves team who have injuries. You're coming up against a Wolves team who have been beaten in their last 4 home matches. You're coming up against a Wolves team who are winless across their last 7 games, losing 5. Luton need the points and are managing to score goals away from home this season, which will give them hope, whilst Wolves are missing key attackers who are going to score the goals for them. The hosts post a combined 0.56 XG across their 2 home defeats, which they both lost to nil in the last week. That isn't good. That means you're not even coming close to scoring goals. For that reason, I can't take Wolves to win this game, despite the fact it's tempting to take them at plus money against a team who were perceived to be the worst team in the Premier League coming into the season. They've proven that's not the case. It has been Sheffield United. I still think Burnley are better than Luton, but they had that very poor start to the season, and now it's very difficult for Burnley to stay up. Luton are still within touching distance. Luton are just a point behind Nottingham Forest coming into this game. And in defence to Burnley, they've played well in recent weeks and have got within 3 points of Nottingham Forest. So the heat really is on Nottingham Forest. And if Nottingham Forest go down this season, all hell is going to break loose. Because of the points deduction, because of the VAR decisions last week, all of which were wrong, they were all penalties, all hell is going to break loose. We're going to have inquisitions, we're going to have lawsuits. All kinds of shit is going to go down if Nottingham Forest are relegated from the Premier League, and I'm here for it. And I think Luton could make things even tighter by potentially picking up something here. So I'm going to take Luton in the double chance market. Luton to avoid defeat. If you shop around, you can get this at 5-6, minus 120 for Luton simply not to lose at Wolves, where Wolves are really moving in the wrong direction in a week where Gary O'Neill insanely, has been linked to the Liverpool job. That's not going to be the case. Slot is going to come in from Holland. He's going to get the job. But it's just crazy to see O'Neill even close to the Liverpool job, because that will never happen. Or at least that's what the media are reporting. That won't happen. It's going to be Slot, and they're going to announce that shortly. We move on to the 5:30 kickoff on Saturday, where Everton, who are now safe off the back of back-to-back home wins, they host Brentford, looking for a third in a row. They're the 6-4 favourites to get it. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 9-5 here on Brentford. These two teams have something in common, because I think they both got the wins last weekend that kept them in the Premier League. I'm going to ride Everton's home momentum here and say that they make it 3 wins in a row, which would cap off an incredible week for Everton Football Club. I'm not going to take them on the money line, though. I'll take them on the draw no bet market, which changes the price from 6-4 plus 150 to 4-5 minus 125. Everton have won their last 3 games at home and are looking for 4 in a row to push them well clear of the drop zone. Brentford, they don't travel well. They've been beaten in 9 of the last 12 away games, and they lost at home to Everton earlier on this season. They've suffered 11 defeats in total this season. While the hosts, they are in form and are looking to make home advantage count and to ride that momentum of back-to-back home wins and to make sure they are absolutely safe on 36 points, a win that will actually take them ahead of Brentford here. So I'm going to take Everton in the draw no bet market. I'm sure when this was picked as a televised game, people expected Everton to be closer to the relegation zone, but they've picked up those key wins. The Forest one, not so surprising. The Liverpool one, definitely so. Everton are safe, and they can make 100% sure if Everton win this game, they will not need to pick up another point for this entire season. In fact, you can even deduct those 4 points back off Everton, because remember, it was initially a 10-point deduction and 4 points were given back. Everton, in my opinion, would be safe on 32 points, even if those 4 points were re-deducted. That's how poor the bottom of the table is this season. For the final game on Saturday, we move across to the 8 o'clock kickoff, where Aston Villa are hosting Chelsea at Villa Park. Villa are the 21-20 favourites. It's 3-1 on the draw, and Chelsea come here as the 11-5 underdogs. Chelsea have already won it this season. They knocked Aston Villa out of the cup, but I see things going very differently here in this one as Aston Villa move towards securing Champions League football. They now are under extra pressure because it is only going to be the top 4. But by the time Tottenham play, yes, they will have 3 games in hand on Aston Villa, which is ridiculous. But they will be 9 points behind if Villa win this game. And Tottenham don't have an easy task. They're hosting Arsenal in the North London Derby in the game of the week, which we'll cover later on in the show. So I'm going to ride Aston Villa here on the money line to put more pressure on Spurs. Villa come into the game with just 2 defeats in their last 9 in all competitions and are tightening their grip on Champions League football, and they should be good enough to see off a Chelsea team who were humbled 5-0 by Arsenal on Tuesday. Now, Chelsea are far better at home than they are away from home, although they have won at Villa Park in the Cup this season. Chelsea are also still trying to qualify for Europe, but it is only going to be the Europa Conference League, and I think Chelsea fall into that category where I don't think they're going to want to play in the Europa Conference League, although they would be the overwhelming favourites to win it if they did drop into that competition. I have no doubt about it. It does offer up an opportunity for Chelsea to win a trophy, but I don't think they're going to want to be in it. Their FA Cup was their last chance of salvaging a respectable season. I think if they got themselves into 2 cup finals, the league position wouldn't have really mattered too much, because it was just Pochettino's first season. Now I think questions will be asked if they want to go into the next season with Pochettino as the manager. I think he will be the manager, and I think there will be more investment from Chelsea. But given the tightening up of financial fair play, I do believe Chelsea will have to sell some players. And who's going to want to buy some of these Chelsea players based on what they've seen this season? So some of these players may need to play themselves into the shop window if they want to get their wages paid, next season. So that might be an interesting thing to watch for. That might be an incentive for some people in this Chelsea team. But I just see it being more likely that Chelsea's season peters out into nothingness and Aston Villa have a great opportunity to go 9 points ahead of Tottenham here by winning this game. I'm going to take Aston Villa to get the job done. Aston Villa on the money line at the price of 21-20 is my selection here for this one. Up next, we're going to move across to Sunday's games. Before we do that, though, let me take this quick pause here to tell you guys about the football contest proxy. If you're thinking of entering the Circa Survival Circa Millions contest but don't live in Nevada, that's no problem because it's easy, very easy to hire a proxy to submit the picks for you each week and give yourself a chance to win millions. Sign up in Las Vegas and then submit your picks to your proxy. We've partnered up with the gold standard of proxies over at footballcontestproxy.com. Plus, if you use the promo code SGP at checkout, you'll save $50 off the proxy fees. That's right. Just head over to footballcontestproxy.com. That's footballcontestproxy.com and use that promo code SGP to get yourself $50 off. Moving over to Sunday, we begin with the game here between Bournemouth and Brighton, where Bournemouth are the 13-10 favourites. It's 11-4 on the draw, and it's 2-1 here on Brighton. These are two seaside towns, but it's Brighton who look like they're more on the beach than Bournemouth. We spoke about Bournemouth being on the beach or having their season done with in recent weeks because they were safe from relegation and looking like they couldn't realistically get into the European places. Well, Bournemouth said, no, we're just going to keep playing and see what happens. We're going to keep playing and see what happens. We're going to keep playing and winning and seeing what happens. And what's happened is Bournemouth are in the top half. They're 2 points behind Chelsea. They're 3 points behind West Ham. And they're 5 points behind Newcastle, who occupy the final European spot. Bournemouth could get themselves European football. That would be a phenomenal achievement for this small seaside town and for the manager, Areola. That would hugely increase his stock and value. I don't think it's realistically going to happen, but I do think this team do have some winnable games between now and the end of the season. And this is definitely one of them against a Brighton team who look like they are done. Brighton are winless in seventh and can only manage a draw with 19th place Burnley in their last away game. Whilst Bournemouth, they're unbeaten in their last five home games, winning three times in that run and recently drawing with FA Cup finalist Man United in their most recent outing at the Vitality, a game which they definitely should have won. Man United were lucky to get anything from that game. And if Bournemouth can replicate that performance and their effort, they will win this game here against Brighton. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to take Bournemouth on the money line here, a plus money selection at 13-10 plus 130 as Bournemouth continue to put the pressure on those currently occupying those European places. Up next, we move on to the game of the weekend as Tottenham Hotspur host Arsenal in the North London Derby. Tottenham here are the 4-1 home underdogs. It's 3-1 on the draw and Arsenal are a 4-6 minus 150 favourite. Now, Arsenal have been the form team in 2024. That's why we have a title race. But at the end of the day, this is a huge game for Tottenham. This is their cup final. They may come into this game 9 points behind Aston Villa, although they will have three games in hand, and they will be desperate to stop Arsenal from winning the Premier League. We already saw Everton raise their game in midweek against Liverpool in the Merseyside derby, and I expect the same from Tottenham here in this one. The data also doesn't just favour Arsenal. Yes, they've been incredible since 2024 began. However, Tottenham have only lost one of their last eight home meetings with Arsenal. And they come into this one off the back of eight wins from their last nine league games at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, suggesting that this could be a very, very difficult afternoon for Arsenal here on Sunday. In addition to that, when was the last time Tottenham Hotspur played a football match? I can tell you the last time Arsenal played Arsenal last played a game in midweek. Arsenal last played on Tuesday when they were beating Chelsea by 5-0. Tottenham haven't played a football match since they lost to Newcastle 4-0 back on the 13th of April. Tottenham have had 2 weeks of rest to prepare for this game, while Arsenal have played three times since Tottenham last played a game. Now, this could be a disadvantage because obviously you could be over-rested. But I don't think that's going to be the situation here. I think Tottenham are going to be well-rested and they're going to be absolutely desperate to pick up a result here in this one. In fact, if you want to be technical about it and look at the weekend that that Newcastle actually played Tottenham, Arsenal played afterwards. So incredibly, Arsenal have played four games since Tottenham last played a game, which makes it even more ridiculous. So for all of these reasons, I'm going to take Tottenham to avoid a defeat here. The price on Arsenal is simply too short. I'm going to take Tottenham in the double chance market, Tottenham plus half a goal, Tottenham to avoid a defeat. And we can take them here at plus money to avoid a defeat at the price of plus 120, 6-5 here for this one. Your game of the weekend, the North London Derby on Sunday at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. For the final game, we look at the game here between Nottingham Forest and Man City as the leaders travel to Nottingham looking to, I think they'll be looking to finish the weekend top. Obviously, we can't say that now because Arsenal play before them and they start the weekend 1 point clear. But I don't believe Arsenal will win that game against Tottenham. So let's say it's a draw. Let's say that Arsenal don't lose and it's a draw. They'll then be 2 points ahead of City before this game kicks off. And City will have two games in hand. So by beating Nottingham Forest, City will be able to go top and they'll still have an additional game in hand. So the Premier League could be over. This big three-horse title race that everybody was talking about a few weeks ago, in my opinion, it'll be over this weekend if results go the way that I expect them to go, which is Arsenal not winning the North London Derby and Manchester City beating Forest, where they are the 1-3 favourites, minus 300 favourites to win this game. It's 9-2 on the draw and it's 9-1 here on Forest. Obviously, 1-3 minus 300 is too short for us just to take a money line selection. So we are looking elsewhere. And where I'm going to look is to tack on the under 4.5 goals. This has been a solid selection for us when it comes to Man City. Even when Man City were in top gear against Brighton, they still came down the gears for the second half to conserve energy for this game and ended up winning by 4-0. Now, City in under 4.5 goals for this game is available at 4-5 minus 125. It can be a little bit worrying because Manchester City haven't defended particularly well this season, especially away from home. And Forest have been scoring more goals under Nuno Espirito Santo. But Forest tend to shut up shop when the big teams come to town. We saw them in the FA Cup fifth round against Man United put out a more conservative performance where they ended up losing 1-0 in injury time. And then a few days later, they hosted Liverpool and they lost at home to Liverpool by a single goal, a very, very late goal, deep into injury time earlier on in the season. We also saw them host Tottenham Hotspur. They ended up losing that game 2-0. And still in that game, they tried to stop Tottenham playing and ended up being caught out. And against Arsenal, the game was 0-0 for 65 minutes until Gabriel Jesus broke the deadlock. Arsenal ended up winning 2-1 with Forest adding a goal in the 89th minute after Arsenal went 2-0 ahead. But Arsenal only opened the game up by breaking the deadlock in the 65th minute. So Forest do approach games against big teams differently. They do have a different stylistic approach and they don't take a front foot approach because obviously they feel that would be suicidal. If you do that against better teams, you might end up like Brighton. Brighton, they play a Man City brand of football, but they don't have the talent and personnel. And we saw what happened to Brighton and that could easily happen to Nottingham Forest if they decide to go toe-to-toe with Man City. I think the inevitable breakthrough will come for City. I think they'll get themselves into a comfortable lead, and I think they'll then shut up shop and think about the next games that are coming up. Pep Guardiola's already moaned about the schedule, so I think he'll be relishing a full week off after this game against Nottingham Forest. So I expect a big effort from Manchester City to win this game. And once they've got the game won, they'll then start looking ahead to next Saturday's game at home to Wolves, a team who've already actually beaten Man City this season. Wolves were the first team to beat Man City this season. They won at Molineux. So Man City will not be complacent for that game. They'll not be taking anything for granted. I think they win here with something to spare. And I think they win again next weekend. And ultimately, I think we are seeing the Premier League champions once again, which will be a historical achievement because they'll then be the first team to ever win the Premier League four times in a row, surpassing, unfortunately, the record set by Man United winning three times in a row. City have already equaled that last year. They're now going for four in a row, and I think they'll get it done. And I think they'll put themselves in a very, very strong position this weekend by winning this game, and with Arsenal dropping points in the North London Derby, which is what I expect to happen. So, closing out with your lock on this show, I'm not going to give you a lock on this show. We are 32-8 with our locks for this show this season. 32-8-4 to be exact. 11-3-1 separately over on BetMEFC. So if you combine those together, that gives you an overall record of 43-11-5 because we're 11-3-1 on BetMEFC. So that's 43-11-5. And quite frankly, the support for the show, the support for the X account, the support with the iTunes reviews, the Spotify reviews, the interaction on social media has been embarrassing. And I'm not going to continue to let things move in that direction. So if you guys want the lock, and I know you guys do, and I know that's the thing that most people listen for, some people even probably fast forward to the end of the show, given the lock record, given that we are hitting at 80%, you need to do your part. You need to support the show. This is a free show that you're getting for absolutely nothing on a weekly basis. And your support is also free. It takes 20 seconds to write an iTunes review. Takes 10 seconds to comment on a post on X. And it takes even less time to like and retweet when we put the podcast out. So with that said, there is going to be no lock on this show. We are at match day 35. And you guys have been given 40 winning locks already. So there have been multiple weeks where there have been double locks. In fact, there have been double locks to compensate for those that have pushed as well. So overall, you've been given 44 Premier League locks with a 32-8-4 record. So you've had more than you're entitled to. And at this point, you're not entitled to anything without supporting the show. So what I want you guys to do is leave those iTunes reviews, leave those likes, leave those retweets, and leave those comments. Make sure you are following at SGP Soccer. And if you do send me an iTunes review, the DMs are open at SGP Soccer. If you do DM me your iTunes review, then I will send you a lock. And that might not even be from the Premier League. It'll still be a one-unit play. It will still be on European soccer. It might be on the Premier League. It might not. I haven't decided yet. I haven't actually looked through all of the European slate and decided on the plays that I'm most in love with. I've just started the early part of my research as we are recording the show. But ultimately, for those of you guys who do leave an iTunes review, you will be rewarded with a one-unit lock play. This will not be from another podcast either. So I'm doing this across the board. No lock on Scommessa Italia, no lock on BetMUFC, and no lock on the Bundesliga show, which is a free show on the Lock Betting podcast. Only the European show subscribers who are already paying for content will receive their lock this weekend. This is what I've been forced to do. As I said, the engagement, the interaction is not good. It should be a lot higher. there isn't really any gratitude there for a show that's gone 80% with its locks. And this isn't me moaning. I don't care if you do it or not, because if you don't do it, you're simply not going to get locks on shows moving forward. And the lock will be something that we take away from the shows next season. It isn't a guarantee. It's not contractual. It's not an obligation that we as podcasters agree to when we decide to work for the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Every podcast decides what they put on their show. Other than the ad reads, there is no obligation to do anything. You have my leans. You have a lean for every single Premier League game that's happening this weekend. Do with it what you will. But as for the locks moving forward, I want to see some engagement. I want those likes. I want those retweets. I want those follows. And most significantly, I want those iTunes reviews. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.